read in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, about the gifts, and I want Sister Nell to lead us in that. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Everything that happens, God uses man. Amen? And listen to it as we read in 12th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Now concerning spiritual gifts, first verse, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. I want you to notice these gifts that he's given in the church for us to operate with. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. See, different gifts, same Spirit, different administration, but the same Lord. Verse 6, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Everybody don't work them right, alike. Everybody don't administrate the same way. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Now, here we go. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. This is given to the church. To another, the working of miracles. I want you to notice that. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, divers kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Sing it for us, Sister Winnell.
There's a river of life
flowing out from me. Made the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out from me. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Made the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out from me. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Made the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captive free.
There's a river of life flowing out from me.
I want you to sing that again. I want you to notice we're singing it. It says me. And every time we say me, I want you to point at yourself. Don't point at me, point at yourself. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Me. Little old me. Sing it again.
There's a river of life flowing out from me. Made the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captive free.
There's a river of life flowing out from me. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Made the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out. One more time. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Made the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Would you pray God's blessings on his word? Father, we ask you to bless your word. Anoint your minister tonight and help us to feed the flock of God. Holy Spirit, this is your service. Take over in the name of Jesus. Bind every hindering cause. Let the Holy Ghost have control in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now we talk about the gifts of the Spirit and we talk about Pentecost and the blessings of the Lord. But I want to go back in the Old Testament all the way through and just run a few references and a few things that the Lord seemed to impress me to talk about. And we find out in the Old Testament that there were some people that didn't have the Holy Ghost like we have him today that did more miracles than we do. Amen? In the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost came upon them. or the Holy Ghost is only given to those that was foreordained or predestined. God chose only certain ones, but now the Holy Ghost is given to all believers that will seek the face of God and believe for Him. He is a gift sent back from God the Father because Jesus went and prayed that He would send Him back in His name, and He's for us. He can live in us now. He don't just come up on us. He's to dwell inside of us. But you look back, and I'm just going to move through these. I'll call the names of some of them, but I'm going to name the men and tell you miracles they did. Go back as far as way down in the book of Exodus, and you find Moses. Man Moses did 20 miracles are recorded in Moses to Moses' benefit to the glory of God. 20 miracles. Now, I don't find any place that Moses spoke in other tongues. Expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. We talk about miracles being so hard to remember the scripture I read. God has given the gift to different ones, not just one, but He gave the gift. The 9 spiritual gifts are given to the church, resident in the Holy Ghost, and if you're full of the Holy Ghost, you're subject to operate any one or all 9 of the spiritual gifts. To given one, the working of miracles. Praise the Lord. Working of miracles. Where's the miracles that we're working? We're seeing miracles happen, but where's those miracles we're working? Moses had 20 miracles recorded. The rod was made a serpent and then restored. The rod restored. The hand was made lepers. The water turned into blood. The river was turned into blood. Had the frogs, the flies, the boils, the locusts, the darkness, and the firstborn destroyed, and the sea divided. Egyptians overwhelmed. Water was sweetened. Water was came from the rock. The Amaleks vanished, and destruction of Korah and destruction because of Moses. Water came from the rock in Kadesh, and the brazen serpent put up in the wilderness, he was healed by an Aaron's rod blossoms. These are 20 miracles was credited to Moses, a meek man that didn't have much capability of speaking. Even said, God, I can't speak right. God said, all right, I'll send Aaron along to speak what you want him to speak. But Moses stretched out the rod, used what his hand, used what God had for him, and received 20 miracles under his ministry. Then you find Joshua, as we move on, Joshua, the Jordan was divided, and the Jericho was taken, and the sun and the moon stayed, as Brother Madewell was talking about tonight, and these were miracles credited to Joshua. Here's way back in the Old Testament before the time that was the Holy Ghost was poured out that we have in the day that the angels desired to look into. We have the blessings of God that the prophets and apostles talked about, but the angels even desired to see what we have today. Expect a miracle. Why is it so hard for God to do a miracle? Why is it so hard for us to believe God for a miracle? Why is it so hard for us to believe God to straighten out crooked limbs, heal cancers and restore the life unto the dead, open blind eyes and straighten out crooked hands and cause nervous stomachs to be healed? Why is it so hard that we have to have such a battle? I believe it's right here in our mind and our heart because everything operates by faith. It's according to our faith. We need to expect a miracle every time we move and believe, and every time we accept God's word, we are to expect a miracle. We overlook the miracles God does. Amen. Did you know Elmo Madewell has had a miracle happen in his business? Amen. Not a permit been issued, I believe, since 81 for a smelter. Is that right? And he got a permit issued. Here's a Pentecostal man that was raised on the poor side of life. Knows what work is, but he knows what it is to be out now. $8 or $10 million business in the making. A miracle. But so many Pentecostal people doesn't give God the glory and praise for it. They begin to pick and say something wrong. You know Smokey Irvin has had a miracle in his business? We could go on and on and on that miracles happen, but they don't happen unless we expect them to happen. You think Elmo Madewell would have went to Oklahoma City if he didn't expect to get that smelter built? You think he would have started through all he started through and all the long process of some 18 months to work on it? He expected to get it to work. God works in your business by faith the same as he works in your spiritual life. It is by faith. Expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. Expect a miracle that ought to be flashing in our spiritual minds. Every time we go to face a problem, we are to expect a miracle. Amen? Now you can preach with me. I'm just going to give you as it comes to me. You can take it, throw it over your shoulder, whatever you want. Hallelujah. So we see Samson. Samson did miracles. Here's a man that performed miracles. He had a lion slain. Killed a lion. Because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He didn't have the Spirit of the Lord in him all the time. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He tore him apart with bare hands. Left him laying there and went on to get his inheritance. That thing had caused him a battle to become a fruit bearer for him. God has promised no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. God has promised that your enemy that comes against you can't prosper. God has promised when they come at you one way, they'll become confused and go out seven ways. Is not this God's word? Expect a miracle in your home. Expect a miracle in your business. We don't have to sit down and tuck our head and say, my God, this world's going to hell. We're not going to hell. My God, this world's going to ruin. We're not going to ruin. My God, pot and dope and all's got this world. It ain't got me. I'm delivered from it. I don't have any desire from it. Hallelujah. I feel sorry for those that are hooked on it, but I don't have any desire for it. I get my highs on the Holy Ghost. I expect a miracle in the Holy Spirit. I expect a miracle in my body. I expect to preach until God calls me home. Hallelujah. What am I talking about? Samson killed the lion. It's gone. We find that in Judges 14, he killed the Philistines. Picked up the jawbone of an ass. And slayed 1,000 of those rascals. Because it's come against what he was working for. Impossible with man. No way, brother, how one man could kill 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass. Except by a divine miracle of the Spirit of God coming upon him. Hallelujah. I said expect a miracle. Are you still with me? Even when he was put in prison, he carried the gates off. Because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He didn't sit there and wimp and whine and beg and pray and cry. The Spirit of the Lord came. He just tore the gates off the hinges and walked out to the top of the hill, set them down. Hallelujah. Carried the gates off because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And the Bible said, if we have not the Spirit of Christ, we're none of his. And if we have the Spirit of Christ, we're not of the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. We're in the flesh, but we're not living in the flesh because the Spirit of Christ dwells in us. Isn't that biblical? Expect a miracle. I could count 75% of you as I sit here tonight that need a miracle. 75% of you need a miracle in one way or another. But some of you are not expecting it. Some of you have already resolved to go through life, the rest of your life, in the position you're in. You know why losers are losers? Because they don't expect to win. You know why winners are winners? Because they refuse to lose. They're not happy with losing and they won't accept it. Hallelujah. Expect a miracle. Let me move on. Hallelujah. We see 4 miracles recorded to Samson. Samuel had 1 miracle recorded in his favor, the thunder and the rain. I looked through these The prophet of Judah had 3 miracles recorded to him, and Elijah had 7 miracles recorded in his favor. Hallelujah. He had the drought that he prayed. Now listen, he prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. We don't pray about enough. Hello? We don't pray about enough because the devil's got us convinced if we don't pray all night, God won't hear our prayer. That's a bunch of tommy rot. You're walking with God like you ought to be with God. You can just cry out as Elijah did and command it to rain or command it to not rain. If we walk with God like God wants us to, we have power with God. But if we don't believe we do, we don't have. It comes by faith. Well, I don't believe I could say, don't rain. Well, I can't unless I believe. Well, I don't think it'll ever happen to me. It won't, unless you believe. Amen? As long as we're content with what we've got, we're not going to do anything about it. Why, trouble has to come sometimes. I remember Joseph Clark preaching a long time ago here in this church. Trouble is your servant. Trouble sometimes serves us. But Elisha prayed and it didn't rain 3.5 years. He put the key of faith in his pocket, walked around victorious while everybody else wondered what's going to happen. See, I believe there's a place in God that circumstances don't shake you up. You expect a miracle. You know the word of God. Know that all things work together for our good because we love God and are called according to his purpose. And everything starts happening to us. We just reverse it and say, well, I wonder when the good's going to get here. Something good's going to happen. I feel good. Something good's going to happen. We expect a miracle. When the devil comes in like a flood, the spirit will raise up a standard against it. I expect a miracle. When the enemy comes at you, I expect a miracle. God said it's his battle. He'll fight the battle. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So Elijah, after that, he prayed again. Hello? And it rained. Can you imagine how power that the king would come to you and ask what was going to take place? I believe the church could get to a place that the city officials would be asking the churches what's going to happen. You know, we want to fight with city officials. That's not our enemy. We want to fight with other churches. That's not our enemy. Other churches are our friends. They're not our enemies. The devil is your enemy. The spirit of the devil is your enemy. He's your adversary. Churches aren't. City officials aren't. Hello? Expect a miracle. Let me go on. Hallelujah. We see then meal and oil was multiplied to the little widow woman. The one simple common man. So Elijah was like man, subject to like passion as we are. He was just like you, Brother Howe. Had the same temptations you and me have. Had the same problems we have. Subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. It rained not for 3 years and 6 months. He prayed again, the heavens rained. Then he turns around, the effectual fervent of prayer of a righteous man availeth much. How many is righteous? 3 people righteous. Rest of you backslid this week? Huh? If you know Jesus, you're righteous. And the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If you're righteous, your prayers will avail something. You got to expect a miracle. Believe it. Believe it. It'll happen. Oh, but I have to have somebody else pray for me. Well, we're not talking about praying for yourself. I know when you're sick, it's hard to believe because the word of God says call for the elders of the church and let them pray. But when there's needs that you can pray about, bless your heart, honey, you can touch God and you can believe God for a miracle. Amen? So let's go and see what old Elijah done. There was a dead child brought to him. What would you do? Somebody come running in that door carrying a dead child. My baby died. My baby died. Help me. Oh, God, let's call a doctor. Preacher, hurry and pray for him. Let's get him to the city of faith. No, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's according to faith. If we can build ourselves up in the Word of God, or build up our faith, praying in the build up our holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, then we can believe God for these things to happen. Elijah didn't call for somebody. I'm not condemning calling for somebody. If you can't, then you need to call for somebody. But Elijah prayed, and the child restored the life, and he gave him back to his mother. He met 850 prophets, one man, 450 prophets of gold, 400, and 400 prophets of Baal. And they said, let's see who's God. He said, all right, make a deal with you. The God that answered by fire will be God. We'll serve him. Your God answered by fire, we'll serve him. See, God can be put to test. He said, let's just put a sacrifice here. Put it on the table, and you pray to your God. If he answered by fire, I'll serve him. He knew there wasn't any other God. He knew nobody could answer by fire but the Almighty God. He said, when you're through, then I'll put a sacrifice on the altar and I'll pray to my God. They prayed and cried and cut themselves and beat themselves and screamed and hollered all day and nothing happened. Elijah got ready, stepped out. The father said, I thank you because you've already heard me and I know you're going to take care of this, but because of them, I'll ask you. And he prayed a little short prayer. And before he done that, he said, let me just go a little bit farther. You didn't pour water on your sacrifice. I want to wet mine down good. Now, each one of these miracles is an hour sermon. I'm just not preaching on each one of them. I'm talking about expect a miracle. And somebody this week's going to need a miracle or God wouldn't have me speak on it. You better get your faith cap on and the Word of God in your heart and expect a miracle, because we're in an era. We've got to have miracles every day. Amen? We got to have a miracles in the building program. We got to have a miracles in the church. We got to have a miracles in businesses. We got to have miracles in people's lives. We got to have miracles to do what God wants us to do. He's called us to do something. It's up to him to supply the need. But we got to believe. We got to believe. I know this is not evangelistic message, but it's for the church. Hallelujah. So we're gone. So the sacrifice, when Elijah poured water on the sacrifice, he said, bring in three more barrels. Seven barrels three times, or three barrels seven times. Seven barrels three times, wasn't it? 21 barrels of water anyway poured on the sacrifice. And water run down the ditch off of the sacrifice. And when he prayed, the fire consumed the sacrifice. Oh, but that's the Old Testament, Brother Callahan. That's not for our day. That makes it worse on us. It was in the Old Testament. He prayed, and the fire came down, consumed the sacrifice, consumed the rocks, licked up the water that run down the ditch. Fire just followed it and dried it up. This is not my saying. It's a word. It's God's eternal word. Hallelujah. Now you go and see the other miracles a little bit. Then we see that the captains of the men were slain by fire. And then the rain was brought back, and then waters of Jordan divided as he stepped out and stretched out his hand. As he moved to the waters of Jordan, they were parted hither and thither. And that's when Elisha saw what happened, the miracles of God, and he'd been following him, and he wanted a double portion. So we go with Elisha and see if he got a double portion. We're not going to endeavor to go into all of his miracles, but the miracles of Elisha, they say were 13, and then the 14th one, they tell me, was when that dead man was cast into the grave or sepulcher where Elisha was, and he rose when he touched Elisha's bones. Expect a miracle. What in the world would happen if you toss a dead man on preacher's bones today? His bones still had the anointing in them. His bones still had power in them. Expect a miracle. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Instead of saying, where is the Lord God of Elijah, we ought to say, where are the Elijahs of God? Give us some Elijahs. Give us some Elishas. Give us some Moses. Give us some Joshua's. Give us some men that will dare to step out and say, I believe God for a miracle. I expect a miracle. I'll be very honest with you, I am not expecting Marie Branscombe to die. with this disease. Hallelujah. I'm expecting a miracle. I'm not expecting some things to happen to some of you that you think may happen. I believe God has intervened. I expect a miracle. If you'll give him the glory for it, he will perform that miracle. Hallelujah. We go on and see, looking at Elisha, he's crossed Jordan. The waters were healed. The mocking children was torn up by bears. I don't understand some of these miracles, but they had power with God. Water was supplied. There was no water. The widow's oil was multiplied. The pottage was redeemed. Rendered harmless. Loaves was multiplied. Children was raised to life. Naaman was healed of leprosy. Gehazi was struck with leprosy and was healed. The iron was caused to swim by the power of God. The Syrians were smitten. A dead man raised from his bones. Here Elisha goes on with a double portion of the power of God. I believe the power of God is transferable. If we believe God, we can transfer the power of God when we leave and let somebody else take up our mantle and move on with God. We are to train somebody to take our place. But we're not doing it. Everybody ought to have somebody trained to step in your place. That's God's plan. Somebody ought to be working in your place. Let me hurry. Isaiah, look at him. He had two miracles performed, recorded to his glory. Praise the Lord. Isaiah. He went to see old Hezekiah. Here's a tough one. God had already told Hezekiah he's going to die. Now you talk about a man going praying when God's already spoken and said you're going to die. Isaiah went and talked to Hezekiah. Prayed for him. God changed his mind. Had to, because he always said you're going to die. And Isaiah got back in the courtyard, and God said, you go back and tell Hezekiah I'm going to add 15 years to his life. There's power in prayer. There's power in believing. There's power in the word. We expect a miracle. And Hezekiah, he prayed, and the sun went back on the sundial. Brother Mabel was talking about Joshua. Reading the fine print, it says the sun stood still about a day. Almost a day. But when Hezekiah prayed, it turned back 10 degrees. And that finished out the day that Joshua didn't finish. Joshua only needed the sun to stand still till he won victory over these people. My Lord, what power in prayer. Hey, God, the battle's not over. If you'll just let the sun stand still, I believe I'll win this battle. Said, God, stop the sun till I win this battle. And almost a day, the sun shined. It didn't get in the dark. Wasn't in the night there. And then here comes old Hezekiah along. He had already rolled it back 10 degrees. Expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. That's just been going through my mind. Expect a miracle. One preacher is praying, oh, God, I want to see a miracle. Lord, show me a miracle. I guess that's why I was kind of afraid to think along this line too much. And the guy got down sick and was rushed to the hospital. And the doctor said, you won't live. It's impossible if you'd live. He said, oh, God, help me. God spoke to him and said, you asked me for a miracle. You asked me for a miracle. And God healed him. Brought him back. But he didn't know it was going to be him the miracle was going to be performed on. We want to see a miracle, but we hope it's somebody else that we see and lets it a miracle of providing for. When it comes to a miracle that we have to suffer and death is pronounced and we're healed, Lord, let that be my brother. I prefer my brother. Hello? So sometimes we don't pray for a miracle because of that reason. But now, look at Christ. No man ever competed or even compared, or even got close. There's 37 miracles recorded. 37 recorded. Many more he did. For the Bible said if all the things he had done had been recorded, the books of the world wouldn't be able to contain them. But Jesus, my elder brother, oldest brother in my family, performed 37 that's recorded in the book. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Christ performed 37. Water changed to wine. Nobleman's son raised. Drought of fishes caught. Demoniac of Gadara was healed and delivered. The devil's cast out. Peter's mother-in-law was healed. Got up and fixed him a meal immediately when she was sick and doomed to die. He prayed for her instantly. She was healed. The fever left and she got up and cooked for them. That's miracles. Can you say amen? Cleansing of the leper. The paralytic was healed. Cripple brought to him. Made whole. Blind eyes open. Impotent man healed. A withered hand was healed. Centurion's servant was healed. Raising of the widow's son from death. This is all my elder brother that spoke the word. And these miracles come to pass. And my God, help me to expect a miracle. Help me to believe God for a miracle. Help me to not accept defeat. Help me to not accept death. Help me to not accept sorrow. Help me to not accept poverty. For I believe God is a miracle working God. Expect a miracle. Whatever you need, expect a miracle. Whatever you need, expect a miracle. For Jesus Christ is a miracle working God. He did everything there is to do. There's no temptation taking you but what is common to man. But every temptation he made a way of escape. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down on the right hand of the Father. He went through everything that I'll ever go through so I could expect a miracle. Hallelujah. I'm talking about expect a miracle. See, it's hard for us to believe that somebody comes up and wants their teeth filled. Well, God's not in the teeth filling business. He would be if you believed it. He can restore teeth. He put new teeth in your head. Amen. He can create eyeballs. Grow palates in your mouth. Straighten out crooked nose. Unstop deaf ears. Open blind eyes. Heal broken backs. Hello? Expect a miracle. What do you need from God tonight? Do you want to drag on with a humdrum, hum-hole life? You can have it. But if you want to rise up and refuse to be a loser and join the winning crowd and say, bless God, I'm rising above this. I'm going to walk in victory. I'm going to live in victory. Don't think you won't have a battle. Well, the devil don't like that. But you can defeat him, for we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are victorious through Christ because he said, because I live, ye shall live also. Because I have overcome him, you'll overcome him. He done made the way for us. On down through it. Let me just hit a few more of these. The tempest was still. Storm on the sea. Pentecostal almost laugh now if you got out there and say, tornado, I rebuke thee. Go up. Go up. You say, who's that nut think he is? Child of God. He has a right to command it to go up. But what do? I'm afraid to hold and say, oh, God, take care of me. Lord, protect me. Hello? No, I'm not saying be stupid and just stand out there and declare it to go away. You better have faith in God and expect a miracle or the tornado won't go up. He'll come down and swoop you up. Because according to your faith, so be it unto you. If you're doing it with the wrong attitude to show somebody what you have with God, honey, you're wrong. But if you expect a miracle, you need it, and you believe God. I believe there's been people that has said, storm, go up. I rebuke you. Go around. I believe it can happen because God gave us that power through Christ. Hallelujah. Going all the way through the woman with the issue of blood. Fed 5,000. That's a miracle. Five little loaves, two little fishes. Somebody said, but those are big loaves. But you forgot that one little schoolboy had them in his lunchbox. That's like somebody saying, but when a shoulder of Israel crossed the Red Sea, it's only 2 inches deep as in the summertime. You forgot that Pharaoh's army all got drowned in 2 inches of water then. So either way you take it, I expect a miracle. It was a miracle. You cannot take the miracles out of God's word. You cannot do away with them. They're recorded. They'll be there. Every time you read them, they're there. We go on a little bit further. He walked on the sea. Hallelujah. I'm building up something for a closing. He walked on the sea. The daughter of Syrophoenician woman was raised, delivered, set free, fed 4,000. The deaf and dumb was healed, both heard and spoke, because Jesus worked the miracle. The blind man healed, went to the pool's lawn, came back seeing. The lunatic's child was set free because the devil's evil spirit was cast out of him. Throwed him in the fire. They need some money to pay taxes. This would blow your mind, wouldn't it? Day about April the 15th next year, if I come along and told you, go over to the Arkansas River and cast in a hook, and the first fish you catch reach in and get money out of his mouth, you probably wouldn't go. And it'd probably be a court file when somebody found out that the preacher was telling his people to do that, and they'd be sending me to Veneta and electing another pastor. But Jesus said, Peter, who pays taxes of children? Do we have to pay taxes? And he said, well, you just go down to sea and catch fish, and first you catch, open his mouth. He knew the fish wasn't going to give it to him. He didn't catch him and he vomited up. He said, you open his mouth and take that money to go pay taxes for me and for thee. Another miracle. Jesus did. Hallelujah. 10 lepers is healed. The blind man healed. Lazarus raised from the dead. Heals the woman's spirit of infirmity. Man had dropsy was healed. Cursing the fig tree never brought any fruit. Malchus was healed. Second drought of fishes was caught. 153 to be exact. What a beautiful sight to stand there. Right on the seashore, since the Pat remembers, we went to the Sea of Galilee and stood in a little cove where they said, this is as near as we can tell where Jesus caught, the disciples caught the drought of fishes. And where Peter said, Lord, is this you bid me to come on the water? What a glorious feeling to think he was standing. Somebody said, well, it's authentic. It's about as authentic as you can get it. As near as they can figure out where all these things happen. And the word of God is pretty specific on it. And so that's where the miracles happen. We got to stand there. We got to ride across the same water. Hallelujah. Where Jesus did these miracles. See the space he covered. I'm talking about expect a miracle. He's still the same today. He has resurrection life. Did he appear to the disciples? We've gone into what Peter had miracles. Peter had 5 miracles recorded. Paul had 6 miracles recorded. They did others, but these, Peter prayed for the blind man, he was healed. For the lame man, rather, he was healed. And he prayed for a blind, Paul prayed for a blind man's healed. Paul prayed for a lame man is healed. The damsel with a spirit of divination, divining, witchcraft, was delivered by the hand of Paul. He performed a miracle, and in closing, Jesus said, because I go to the Father and I pray the Father and he'll send you another comforter. He said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do because I go to the Father. Where's our excuse? Where's our justification? I gave you the story tonight from Exodus clear over to the closing of Paul's ministry on miracles. Just a brief outline. Expect a miracle. And Jesus said, these works shall I, that I do, shall you do also, and greater works. Talking to the church. When are we going to start? See, this is not just a preacher's ministry. Amen? It's not just preachers doing miracles. It's those that are full of the Holy Ghost that the gifts are resident in. You want to make a different altar call. You're really ready and you're hungering and thirsting after the supernatural in your life and to see the supernatural. You're ready to pay the price. Don't come if you don't mean you're ready to pay the price. But I'm so hungry inside of me, Brother CJ, to see what the Bible says happen in our midst. And I'll guarantee you, if you want to have this house full and running over, and if you want to have the new church full before we get it built, have the ministry that Jesus had around here. Say, yeah, but that was Jesus did it. If Jesus follows working with him, it's a teamwork. It's a body ministry. Amen? He went one place and could do no mighty miracles because of unbelief. People had to believe to receive. Amen? And if you're really ready, I want you to get out of your seat without a song, without anything right now, but the Spirit talking to you. Come up here and stand with me. And we're going to commit our lives afresh to the Lord and say, Lord, here we are. Here we are, Lord. I want you to use me. We're going to cry as Isaiah did after King Uzziah died. And he saw the Lord high and mighty and lifted up. He said, here am I, Lord. Send me. Send me. Send me, Lord. Just gather around in close. I don't know if we'll touch anybody, pray for anybody personally or not. But I want to know if this church, God wants to know if this church is ready. Said, Lord, here am I. Send me. Because tomorrow, some of you are going to have opportunity to witness to somebody. Some of you are going to have opportunity to put in practice what I've preached about tonight. Even tonight, some of you may be called on. I know we're in a sick world, but we're in the most glorious time the church has ever known. Amen? Greatest outpouring of the Holy Ghost and of God's miracle-working power is being poured out upon the churches across America today. I get so tired of being around preachers and people saying, well, you can't get anybody to do anything. Nobody wants to do anything. It's just so hard to get people to church. I realize it's different than what it used to be. We found out there's more to working for God than just something this flesh wants to do. But when you're doing something for God, he's pleased with you working for him. Move on in closer here. Praise the Lord. There's power and unity. You know, when we all get in one mind, one accord, great things happen. Praise the Lord. Great things happen. We're just going to pray. We're just going to have three people while you meditate. I know it's different. We're going to have three people pray for you like they want to pray for you. That God will pour out of his Spirit upon you and you'll pay the price to see the supernatural work in your life. I want Brother Madewell to come. I want him to pray first. However short, however long, whatever you want to say, to pray that God's power will flow through you. There's a river of life needs to flow out of us. Causing the blind to see and the lame to walk and the deaf to hear and the dead to be raised. Oh, I feel what I'm talking to you about. No way possible, Brother Madewell, for me to reach all those that need help. But the body of Christ can. No way for the preacher of this town to save this town alone. But the body of Christ can. Will you pray?
Great and mighty eternal God of heaven, as we stand here in thy holy divine presence, as we come to the throne room right now in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Oh God, every individual standing around these altars here, everyone in the building tonight, Lord, stretch forth your hand and make bare your arm. Lay it upon every individual here tonight. saturate them with oil of gladness, O Lord, and ignite with the fires of Pentecost, cloven tongues as a fire set upon each one. Hallelujah. Let miracles be done. Let miracles be accomplished. Oh, God, we pray, Lord, that the new tabernacle will be completed in due time. Let a miracle be done with the new tabernacle, oh, God, that in the name of the Lord, that men and women can be anointed with the Holy Ghost, with the fires of glory. Let every family be blessed. Let every individual here tonight be anointed with heaven's Holy Ghost. Touch every fiber, touch every nerve and every body here tonight. Fill our spirits and our hearts and our souls to overflowing with the Holy Ghost, powers of glory. Miracles will be done. Miracles will be accomplished in the powerful and wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord. Hallelujah to the King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Callahan, I want you to come and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like you feel like praying.
Fathers, we come before you tonight. We pray, Lord, that our lives could be turned toward you like vessels. Father, vessels that are prepared to contain the blessings that would flow to other people. Lord, but also let there be a channel out through our life that we won't be stagnated. Lord, that would be like a horn of plenty, Father, that would flow through us into somebody else. Father, cause us to have such a desire. Give us a desire, a hunger, and a thirst. Father, a hunger and a thirst, not just for me or for us, but for other people, that we could let the rivers of living water flow through us, through the channel of the horn of plenty, Lord, into the lost and dying world. Help our spiritual eyes to be open to someone else. Father, that we could see their need and that we could be touched by their needs. Lord, that our own needs would be hid from us, Lord, of our needs or our wants that we want, Father. But Jesus, I pray that you would give us such a desire, give us such an anointing to see our neighbor saved. Give us such a desire to witness that our souls couldn't contain it. Lord, cause a spirit of travail to come upon us. Lord, we know that you said in your word that when Zion travailed, children should be born. Father, give us a desire for our spiritual family growth. Help us to desire to give birth.